Vice President Mike Pence got a briefing today from top law enforcement and military advisors about the potential for a repeat of the deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray told Pence online extremist activity is difficult to parse.
One of the real challenges in this space is trying to distinguish what's aspirational versus what's intentional.
Wray said some of the online chatter analysts are seeing could just be people talking about what they'd like to see happen as opposed to an actual plan.
We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country in the days to come that could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
Observers and civil rights groups say the January 6th Capitol insurrection was in keeping with the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that gathered extremist factions from across the country under a single banner. Jonathan Greenblatt with the Anti-Defamation League told NBC News Boston that they've been monitoring the extreme right and expected something big January 6th.
We've been actively engaged in studying these issues for a really long time. And that was very useful in the run-up to what happened last week.
Greenblatt said President Trump's rhetoric has added fuel to the fire of far-right extremism, and the storming of the Capitol was the culmination of all that.
After months and months of the president delegitimizing the election and years of him sort of denigrating our institutions and demonizing his political opponents, we expected this to be enormous and actually terrifying.
Some members of Congress said that extremists are among their colleagues. In an online statement, New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she couldn't trust some pro-Trump conspiracy theory-pushing members that she'd been evacuated to a safe room with.
There were QAnon and white supremacist sympathizers and, frankly, white supremacist members of Congress in that extraction point who I know and who I have felt would disclose my location and allow me to, who would create opportunities to allow me to be hurt, kidnapped, etc.
Some Capitol officers have been disciplined for appearing to help or sympathize with the rioters, taking selfies and directing them around the building. In a BuzzFeed article, several Capitol officers of color reported that upper management played down the warnings of potential trouble and that they felt overwhelmed as they tried to defend the Capitol while suffering racist abuse. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.